Yeshin Yonim Ashaychem. Right, we're on Reish Mem, the first column, bottom paragraph. Yeshin Yonim Ashaychem im Yuchud Adoykis Hashem. There are concepts that are specifically related to Dveikus Hashem, to connecting to Hashem. For example, the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy. Because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. As the Ramban says, the Zum mitzvah, this Kaddish Gamemut, as the Ramban writes, that this is a mitzvah that one should sanctify themselves even in areas that are permissible. That a person shouldn't be a novel with the permission of the Torah.
Novel.
Novel means a person shouldn't. The word for novel.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
So. Shouldn't be disgusting.
Don't be disgusting with the permission of the Torah.
See, with this, that sign he made about Anik Shabbos, he'll be very careful though. It was Shem Shemayim and like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. A person could be novel, but just I'll tell you with Anik Shabbos too, I'm sure. But who's good to is that? And this commandment is mentioned, Hein Beparshas Arayis. This commandment of Kedoshim Tiyu is mentioned both in the Parsha of Arayis, of forbidden relations, and Hein Beparshas Macholes Asuris, and it's mentioned again in the Parsha of forbidden foods. Shemachol Elu. Because specifically by these two is Yirat Torah, the Kaddish Gamamuta. The Torah warned us to sanctify ourselves even in areas that are permissible. Bahatam, and the reason the Torah gives why we should sanctify ourselves is Ki Kodesh Ani. It's because I am holy, says Hashem. Ve'einam Gushim Achumani Mizdavak B'Kodesh, and something that is materialistic and physical cannot connect to something that is holy. As the Mesillas Yisharim says, that the physical desires those are things that distance a person from Hashem. If a person is drawn after them, he is distancing himself from the true good. By his conscious binyanam elu, and sanctifying oneself in these areas, that allows a person to connect to Hashem. So, in this paragraph, the Nesivut Shalom tells us that one of the things that is going to bring us to Dveikus Hashem is Kedusha. Is sanctifying ourselves even in areas that are permissible. V'chemen ha'yisoid
is what? Is there a difficulty there? If Hashem, if it's permissible, then isn't it permissible? And what we know better than Hashem about what should be permissible.
No, Hashem tells us Kedoshim Tiyu,
which means
sanctify yourselves even in areas that are permissible. That's what he's telling us.
Well,
permissible in moderation.
What do we mean by
overeating?
It means you shouldn't stand from a chill time like this. Put those other people.
Right, but we consider that. I mean, I agree, of course. I agree, of course. But by what standard? I'm judging
everybody
by some standard
have,
other than by the Hashem's standard of what's permissible. So how do we? Where does the standard come from that eating like this is disgusting?
No, so the standard has nothing to do with eating like this. The standard has to do with, as we've learned numerous times, what is going to help me, assist me to my avodas Hashem. That's something that Hashem obviously has created this for, and what it's not going to assist me to avodas Hashem. That is. That it's something that I don't need and I shouldn't be partaking of.
So this is my personal judgment about what's going to assist me,
exactly.
Right?
Is that yes.
Do you eat the liver, lift, eat? How's that? Is that a fall in that category?
Do you make the bracha, eat the apple, or do you eat the apple to make the bracha?
Yeah, that's it. It's all...
And you eat the apple to have strength to serve Hashem.
Right. Doesn't have to necessarily to make the bracha. Hey, who's here? Right, that is the...
It's like the Supreme Court's standard of pornography.
I was hoping to differentiate halakha.
Well, you know when you see it.
That's what that they're... that's how they define it?
That's about right.
Yeah. Really?
That's right.
To leave it up to the perception of the person that's viewing it?
Leave it up to the perception
that's
of members
dangerous.
Of the Supreme Court.
Can't tell you what it is, but I know when I see it. Stay real.
That's right. You can't really define it.
Yeah, go on.
Let's try not to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next slide, please.
So also, one of the foundations that is going to bring a Jew closer to his Father in Heaven, who inyan tefillah, is the inyan of tefillah, prayer. Shekol mahusa dvekus, the entire essence of tefillah is connection, is dvekus. Specifically, when a person beseeches Hashem for the actual connection, he's asking for a Jew is asking Hashem that he should feel closeness to Him. As it is hinted to in the pasuk of Parshas Baschanan, "Kimi goy goda elav shaloy alikim krov meilav kashem alikenu v'chol kareinu elav." Pasuk says, "Who is such a great nation that has a God close to them, like Hashem, our God, who is close to us whenever we call out to Him?" Perish meaning, "Shaonu krov meil Hashem." We are close to Hashem. Shavuchol kareinu, that whenever we call out to Him, elav. Our calling out is that we want to be connected to Him. Our calling out and our beseeching Him is that we want to be connected to Him. That is our main focus during our davening. As the Beis Avram explained the pasuk, she cried and she beseeched Him. But Tzayna Loima, what it means to say, Shebachsa v'yizchanan eliyos loy. She cried and beseeched Hashem that she wants to be His. Ein retzayna shum dover rakoy se yizbarach. She doesn't want anything else, only Hashem. L'hargish kirvosay dvekusay, to feel His closeness and His connection. Mashezu tachas kirvosay shal yehudi ba'lamay, which this is the purpose and the obligation of a Jew in the world, to become connected to Hashem. As it says, "Vani," as David HaMelech says, "Vani for me, kirvas alekim litai." Being close to Hashem, that is considered to me good. He said, if you squeeze out all of the tefillahs of Jews, you'd probably end up with money. If you concentrate and squeeze out all the tefillahs, you'll find that most of the tefillahs are for money. Right? Most of the tefillahs are for money. But if you squeeze out that money, all you'd find is avodas Hashem. All they want the money for is to serve you.
It's very up.
mystic view.
Huh?
Days called Tushin. That's for certain.
Billy Schultz.
Building Schultz, right?
Billy Schultz. Billy Schultz.
Billy Schultz.
Yeah. Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Priorities, days called Tushin.
Schools
don't need
the shul.
It
goes away.
Yeah. It works both ways.
It's an integral part.
Yeah. The chal chayvasei shal adam v'ilamai hukaloshna mislilis yishara. Included in the obligation of a person in that world is, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, "Shishtadl David Yisbarach." A person should try to connect to Hashem the koyach maasim through the power of deeds shel tovdoisam zayinian that are going to produce a connection to Hashem. Yeah, the person tried to connect to Hashem through performing deeds that are going to produce connection. These are the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. It is befitting for man that there should be no other purpose for the deeds that he performs, whether small or big, only to connect to Hashem, only to come closer to Hashem. B'chomah sheyuchal lachshev shuemtzoyu lekirva hazois, anything that the person can, anything that the person thinks will bring him closer to Hashem, yirdei fa'achrav, the person should pursue it, v'yoyches boy, a person should hold on to it, v'lo yarpei, and the person shouldn't let go. And anything that is going to withhold a person from connecting to Hashem, a person should run away from it as if he's running away from fire. This is a very big rule.
What's the consequence to walk through the tabernacle and be able to do it, says Sir Hashem?
That every act that a person does in his lifetime, all of it is binding. A person needs to focus. His mind has to be set on how he is going to do this. Through this deed that I'm about to do, am I going to come closer to Hashem, or am I going to be more, or am I going to be distanced from Him? That's the scale that a person needs to weigh before any act. So far we've had Kedusha, Tefillah, good deeds. Something that helps specifically to connecting to Hashem is in Yitahara Samidis, is purifying one's character traits. Sh'on Rizal, Chazal say, Boy Sidvak. I'll say on the pasuk, you shall connect to him. How do we connect to Hashem? Dovek b'midoiso. Connect to his character traits. Whatever that means. I mean, not necessarily. Hashem's midas. Even though we don't find in the Torah Kedusha the severity of good character traits, Chazal, nevertheless, speak at great length about the severity of bad character traits. Achamru, to the point that Chazal say Akoyas, that somebody who gets angry is kilu avid avid zara, as if he worships avid zara. Alam is goa, and on somebody who is arrogant, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aimer, Hashem says, "Ein ani v'hu yichud mulod by the mechad." He and I cannot live in the same world. The reason for all this is because these things distance a person greatly from Hashem. They withhold a person from connecting and becoming close to Hashem, which is a person's ultimate purpose in this world. Since the purpose and the goal and the obligation of a person in his life is to feel closeness to Hashem, and generally Torah and mitzvahs are the tactics to achieve this. That is why the Rambam writes, regarding sin and tshuva, these are his words. Tshuva is great. It brings the person close to the Shechinah. As the Pesuk says, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekacha. Return Yisrael until Hashem your God. And then another Pesuk says, Im toshuv Yisrael nu Hashem elai toshuv. If you will return Yisrael, to me you will return. Kalayim, my meaning, if you will do tshuva, be sidbak, you will connect to me.
We just had 25 pages on tshuva. What's he adding?
Now he's just adding that the tshuva also fits into this whole picture of Dvekus.
And if you've ever learned to see Shalom, you know he likes to repeat it.
Yeah, I've noticed that. That's why now I'm just for the first time asking.
But he's talking about Dvekus, all that.
Right. Now he's tackling it at the other end. My uncle, Dr. Abraham Jay, has written probably about 50 books. He told me that it's the same book, just all started from a different angle.
There goes the sales.
Robert Hatch said the same thing. It's like, you think I know volumes and volumes and stuff? He said, I just repackage it in different formations to give a different presentation.
Yeah, but he usually writes two books at once, and I
know that. Yeah,
I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. Yeah. He uses two different colored notebooks. I watched it.
There's no interpreting an extra vav here.
Yeah.
He told me that he was on the phone with the printer, and the printer said to him, when's the next book coming out? So he said, I'm not ready yet. So he said, so the printer said, should I hold? Okay.
Reaction
if
he just said 1 minute.
Yeah.
We're waiting for another CD from Milwaukee.
Kalima, this is Rambam speaking. I'm talking about tshuva. Rambam says, if you'll do tshuva, be sidbak, you will connect to me. Tshuva brings the distant close. Kula. Yesterday, this person was separated from Hashem. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, your sins have separated between you and your God. And today, he is connected to the Shekhinah. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, you are connected to Hashem, your God. Adkan. These are the words of the Rambam. The Rambam here establishes the guidelines of sin and tshuva. Since the person's obligation in the world is to feel closeness to Hashem and pleasure in the service of Hashem, so then if that's the main purpose of the person in this world, so then the main concept of sinning is shemarchik yehudi me'ovev shemashmaim, is that it distances the Jew from his father in heaven. Right, the sin separates the person from Hashem, as it says, "Your sins separate between me and your between you and your God." And so also, going along with the same thing, Hagdoras tshuva, the guideline of tshuva is shechoyzeh lidavek b'shechinah, is that he goes back to connect to Hashem. Shenem, as the pasuk says, "Va'atmat veikim Hashem alekeichem chaim kulchem ayoyim." You are connected to Hashem. Hakol toli b'midatzad veikim to Hashem. Everything depends on how connected you are to Hashem. Uperish chaim kulchem ayoyim, and the explanation of the end of the pasuk, right? You all live today. Means it's because a Jew that is separated from Hashem doesn't have life. Chazal say it is showing v'chayim kriy mason that the wicked in their lifetime are called dead. Since he is separated from the source of life, he is like a dead person. But it's only you, the ones that are connected to Hashem. You are all alive. You have life. Because you are connected to the source of life. According to this, we can understand what Chazal say. Hashem Shabbos Kel Chosai. It says that if somebody observes Shabbos properly, even if he had served Avodah Zarah as the generation of Enosh, he is still forgiven. Why? Because the severity of the chet of Avodah Zarah is that it causes a separation between Hashem and the Jew. Shabbos is the day of connecting to Hashem. As it says in the pasuk, "Beni uben bnei Yisrael." I say the Yoylam. It is a sign to connect me with bnei Yisrael. The nidvak shuv b'shchina. So he is once again connected to the shchina. Shezet tikunai. That is the correction for his sin.
Singing.